Hey everyone, it's Enrique here with Leadership Matters, episode 2. Today, I'm going to talk about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and hopefully your heart. It's an idea that has always been with me since I was a young kiddo. Back in the day, you know, my parents, immigrant parents, worked hard their whole lives for my brothers and I. They always, maybe like a lot of you all out there, pushed us and engaged and sometimes harassed us to pursue something better, something more. You know, some people call it the American dream, right? Well, they were pushing that on my brothers and I. Education, you know, I don't think they really said it, but leadership and this idea of being better. And as a kid, you kind of fight it for a while, and then you start to, as you grow up a little bit more, you start to engage it a little bit more. And one of the conversations that was really kind of a pinnacle moment for me is talking to my mom and me sitting down with her one day and saying, "Ma, you know, what do you want me to be? I'm going to be a doctor. Maybe I should be a dentist." I used to have some really, really messed up teeth back in the day. And I was motivated to maybe be a dentist so I could fix my teeth. And I remember my mom talking to me very candidly as kind of like an adult. I wasn't an adult yet, but I remember her saying, "You know, mijo, if you do what you love in this world, the money will come to you." And I remember that vividly like it was yesterday. I still kind of get shivers about it. And she said it in such a way, like deeply believing it. And, you know, I gotta say, my parents, you know, we were low income. You know, we had free breakfast at my elementary school back in the day, you know, because my parents didn't make enough money for us to pay. I remember the kid behind me and in front of me, you know, sometimes paying the $1.25 or the 75 cents, depending on where they were at, right, on their income. But I didn't have to pay anything. I just had a little card, scan the card. So we didn't have money per se. Now, I never suffered hunger. I never suffered, you know, homelessness and things that, you know, I don't wish upon anybody. But for my mother to say that to me, to say, "Hey, if you do what you love, the money will come," you know, it was powerful. And it wasn't until I got older and you know, started to experience different things of life that it started to make sense. And I think today, for young leaders, leaders in general, you could be, you know, in your early teens, 20s to, you know, super, you know, getting up there in age. I think a lot of people eventually come to this idea of like, "Man, why am I here?" My favorite person to kind of glean from right now is obviously our guy, Simon Sinek, right? He really has capitalized on this idea of why, like of your why, and knowing why you are, you know, who you are and in your workplace and your life. And I think that's what my mom was trying to help me engage with, is this idea of hey, do something that you are fulfilled by. And so here's the big thoughts for you is wherever you are in the world, you know, you gotta, what I always encourage people to do, and I encourage my group of young leaders in my area. They came over to my house and we started, you know, diving into things, and I encourage them to really start to flesh out their why. I'm not saying you gotta put it on concrete. I asked them to give me their current why. The homework was, "Hey, give me your current why." And they came to a group and we talked and they shared their current whys. And part of knowing kind of your why or knowing what you're, you know, quote unquote made for, part of it is digging into yourself, and it takes hard work. You got to take the time to understand you. You know, I heard a crazy stat, you hear here and there about, you know, people spend, you know, over 5 hours on social media every day. And it's, you know, you kind of think about it, and you're like, "Wow, really?" And it's bizarre because it's true. So I always challenge young people, take some of that time, take some of those hours, and take it back and find it into your, and invest it and find it into yourself, right? I always tell, encourage people, what is your skill? What is it that you're good at, actually good at? Can you quantify it? Is it, the easiest way to do it is academically, right? Are you good at math? Are you good at, social studies or, business, whatever it is? What is it that you are actually good at? Understand that. Have people that you trust around you, like, give it to you straight, so you can know. And then I say, hey, crash that as fast as you can. I don't care if you're early, young, or old. Crash it and understand, like, connect that with your passion. What is it that you're passionate about? What is it that you will run out of breath if you talk about it so much? And really, whatever it is, create, Excel sheets or a brainstorm paper, and really dive into yourself so that when you are in the marketplace or in business or majoring in something or starting something new, you know where to align yourself, where to position yourself so that, if you do what you love, the money will come. And I believe you should probably have a job. If you are able to and have the ability to and the capacity to, I think you should probably have a job. So why not have a job that you are jazzed up about and you're good at? It takes time, it takes effort, but that's my encouragement in this podcast. Combining my guy Simon with my mom and really taking the time to invest in you. As always, please reach out, via Facebook, via Instagram, via LinkedIn, Enrique, Luis. I'm here to help. Hope you guys are all good. Thanks for listening.